have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Hallelujah. We give him honor on tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this afternoon, we just want y'all to come on. We want you to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that I'm on tonight. Go ahead and dial in. Go ahead and call in. Come on. Get them on here tonight. Hallelujah. We are so elated to be here with Elations. Hallelujah. Radio. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to give God a big shout out for all that he's doing in our lives. Y'all know he didn't have to do what he did for us, but he did, and I'm so glad. I'm so grateful on tonight that he did. We love God on tonight. We love God's people, and so we're here to do what God has called and what he's ordained for us to do. So listen, y'all go ahead now. We're giving y'all a few seconds to go ahead and tag them in. Listen, bring them in. Bring them on this line tonight. Somebody needs to hear a word from the Lord. He is, oh, my God, tonight. He is, oh, my double Shanda Messiah. The Lord is worthy, hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Listen, we were created to praise him. We were created to give God glory. So on tonight, we're not going to shortchange him, right? We're going to give him what's due him. Come on, put your sanctified hands together. Come on and Shabbat God on tonight. Come on, let him know how worthy he is. Hallelujah, to be praised. Let him know. Say something good to him tonight. Let him know how much you appreciate him. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope y'all opening up your mouths and telling God something on tonight, because he is worthy to be praised. So listen, we're going to go ahead with our accolades on tonight. I do give God glory for my husband, Bishop James Hunter. I give God glory. Amen. For him. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing in his life. Amen. Hallelujah. For what God is doing for his life. We bless him on tonight. Listen, I got to give a big shout out to my sister, my pal, my friend. I give a big shout out to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Come on, y'all. Let's give it up for them. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing in her life. Amen. We praise God for all of the things that he called her to do, and everything that she has her hands to, it shall prosper. We give God glory tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we love you. We love you. We love you. For there is no God like you. There is no God greater. We thank you for being our God on tonight. We thank you for being a good, good Father. So tonight, God, speak a word, hallelujah, that will transform lives. Speak a word that will cause people to come back to you. Lord God, we thank you for our assignment on tonight. We do honor you tonight, God, and we praise you. So listen, you guys, come on, let's give God the highest praise. Give him the highest praise on tonight. Hallelujah. That is the highest praise that you can give God. We thank you tonight, God, for this assignment, and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Listen, God's people, I know that some of you may be aware, but if some of you may not be aware, we're just going to talk about it briefly, and we're going to hit it, and we're going to quit it. For those of you that don't know, this month of July, the United States was stricken with another variant, okay? Another variant that relates to everything coming from the COVID-19. This new variant is called the B.5. Amen. You have a B.4 and a B.5. These are sub-variances coming from the Omicron, right? The Omicron variant. Remember, you had the Delta variant, and they didn't talk much about the variant after that. I think it was, just let me go here, because this is what's most important. It is the B.5 variant. It was, It started brewing in this month alone. It's new. But listen, it is most contagious. It's more contagious than the Omicron variant, okay? It's a sub-variant of the Omicron, but it's more dangerous than the Omicron variant. It is a sub-variant. So now we have these sub-variances that are coming. Now they're giving them a sub, right? We got to be just careful and mindful. Hey, amen. We want to know what's going on. We want to be in the loop. We don't want to be ignorant of Satan devices. God said he won't have us ignorant of Satan devices. He will warn you. Warning comes before destruction. It is highly contagious, y'all. It is highly contagious, right? We want y'all to be mindful. We want you to be prayerful. We want you to, you know what's going on. All right? This is the B.5, right? The BA.5. Glory to God. And so we want to be mindful of it. You can type in and look it for, up for yourself. Do the BA.5, the subvariant, the BA.5, or you can type in B.5, and it's going to bring it all up to you. It is a subvariant of the Omicron, and it's highly contagious. So when you see people now starting to really mask up, don't think they're being funny. It just started happening in the month of July. So we, not to be scared, not to live life, not go to church now. If y'all still going to the clubs, you still going to Walmart, you can go to the church. Come on. I've not been masked because of it, but I'm just saying there are people that I know that are, or they will mask up. And if, you know, if God say mask, we're going to mask it. And we, you know, we don't have the mask, and we yet believe in God. God brought us through this. He brought us through that. I believe he's going to bring us through this. All right. He's going to bring us through the BA.5. Right. Glory to God. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. I also want to just show you how they are using Grainer, the WNBA player, the Women National Basketball Association player. That's what NBA stands for, NBA, WNBA, all right? And she's still over there. She's been in prison since February of 2022. February of 2022. And I came out with it the moment she was taken. I was on the dark web, and I was getting information before they made it public knowledge. And so now she's still there. She is as if she's a bargaining tool. All right. 2 months ago, they have what they did was they told the United States, and I'm talking about in Russia. She's in Russia's prison. Y'all know we got a lot going on between Russia and the Ukraine. All right. And the Russia and the United States. So they have taken her hostage because they found a vape in her luggage. When she was to get to board the plane, normally luggage goes through. They searched her luggage. They found a vape. Now, they use vaping as legal in the United States, but Russia says it's not legal there. Let me just, so that y'all have an understanding of where I'm going. So they found a vape in her luggage. There was no real marijuana. It was her vaping, a vapor, whatever you call it. It's, you know, and she got detained. They have kept her since February of 2022. Family did not know where she was for a minute. But now hear me good now. Her teammates, some of the teammates were with her. She plays, when she's off from the women's NBA, she plays ball overseas to play for them in all the tournaments. All right. She plays overseas to make extra money. You know, that's just wise. So, but her teammates knew that she was detained, right? But there was no big fuss about it. And they were keeping their lips closed. They didn't say anything. You hear me? They didn't say anything, so they knew. So her wife didn't even know. And then when it became public knowledge, her wife went on and tried to tell the people about her wife was detained, and she couldn't talk with her, yada, yada, yada. So, however, here we are now, and she's been to court. She's pleaded guilty. They say she's facing 10 years in prison for the vaping machine. She's already been to court, and, you know, and she pleaded, you know, with the judge. And, you know, she, you know, said that she was really sorry because she didn't know, you know, that was one of their rules. However, She has lawyers over there. They still won't allow her. They didn't allow her to really even talk to her family for a long period of time. And I don't think she's not talking to her family now. She has to talk through her attorney. Now, so the United States did not get involved. And so the people start putting pressure on them. And so when they did say something, it was like, well, you know, Russia wanted to release, if they release this man over here that's been here, then they would give them. They would give the United States Granger. However, she's still sitting, going to court, not, you know, and this girl is over there, really. And you really can't really trust the attorneys because why? They're from Russia. They wouldn't even allow any United States attorneys to go over there. So we want to continue to pray for her safety during this time, right? During this time, we want to pray for her safety. And we pray that God will release her back to the United States, that God will change her whole life for the better. Amen. And not, you know, and not that she, you know, we just believe God for transformation. We want her to change, right? We don't want her to be in the same state that she's in. Glory to God. Because there are some strikes there. Amen. We cannot go against the will of God. I don't care who we are. People of God, hear me tonight. You cannot go against God's will. Now, God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But we still have to follow the will of God. We got to follow the word of the Lord. Amen. You know, we can't live all nasty and thank God going to bless and blow on that. No, ma'am. No, sir. It doesn't work like that. But we can pray for her safety to get back into the United States and pray for her transformation, that she change her lifestyle and do it God's way. It's got to be his way, y'all. I don't care how much money you have, you still got to, it's a line, it's a thin line, and we got to do it his way. Amen. We can be the known celebrity. You can be the wealthiest celebrity. You can be known for your intelligence and your craft and all of that. But what's going to boil down to is how you live your life. Listen, only what you do for Christ is going to last. Amen. So listen, you guys, let's go into the word of the Lord. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. I've been so busy, and I just got the word. I just got the Bible. So we're going to just follow the flowing of the Lord like we always do every week. I don't know what this word going to say to you, but I know there is a word from the Lord. Let us go to Isaiah, the 65th chapter. Amen. The 65th chapter. And we're going to begin at verse 1. And it reads, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Do y'all hear this? Do you hear what God is saying on tonight? I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. A people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lords of the mountains, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abomination things is in their vessels, which said, stand by my thy side, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense unto their bosom, your iniquities and the iniquities of your father together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blaspheme me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work unto their bosom. My God. Y'all hear the word of the Lord on tonight. Excuse my background. Y'all excuse my background real quickly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to read the verse 7 one more time. Your iniquity and the iniquities of your fathers together, said the Lord. God not only talking about what you done seen and did, but he's talking about what your forefathers, your daddies done seen. Lord Jesus on tonight. This is good to me. So y'all understand, I am not went before God with this. This is what he gave me. All right. So I'm not prepared no text and all of that, notes and all of that. I'm going to go with the flow, right? He says, your iniquity and the iniquities of your fathers together, said the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains. They got up there and they put incense. Hallelujah. They were trying to offer up sacrifices unto the Lord with incense. Y'all know about incense. Y'all know how y'all get in your houses and burn that sage. Come on here. Don't act like y'all don't know what the word is saying tonight. God have mercy. Hallelujah. And you blaspheme. Do y'all know he don't, he, listen, you can repent for everything, but he won't save you now from that blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. He don't save you from self-murder. When you do these things, listen, you have already sold your soul out. You done sold yourself out. You done opened up the door of hell for you. My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You blaspheme me upon the hill. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. So everything that you've done, he said, I will measure it. Your former work into your bosom. You listen, you done already hit, you done already, my God. You done already put yourself in a bad state. He says, I'm here, I'm ready to be found by those who haven't bothered to look. God saying tonight, I'm here for you, for those of you that are lost, those of you that are looking for me. I'm here to be found. But what's the problem is, you're not looking for me. Lord Jesus, help us on tonight. You're not looking for me. I'm here. I'm here to offer myself up to you. I'm here to give you what you need. I'm here to open up your eyes. I'm here to remove the scales. I'm here to be with you. I'm here to suffer with you. But you are not looking for me. Lord, have mercy on tonight. Help me, God. We're not looking for God. Jesus, my Lord Jesus. We're not looking for him. What has gotten in your way? What has called you to be blinded tonight? What are you allowing people to do to you, for you, against you, that you won't even look for your daddy? You won't even look for your Savior, the Savior of the whole wide world. You won't look for him. He's calling out to you on tonight. He's reaching out for you on tonight. But you won't look to him. Lord Jesus, help us. I keep saying, I'm here, I'm here. I'm here to a nation that ignored me. The whole world, America, has ignored God on tonight. Lord have mercy. He's crying out. He's there for us. But America has turned her back on God yet again. Y'all, we got to be careful. We got to be prayerful because America is in trouble. Woo, shikiri and the Messiah. America, the home of the free, the home of the brave, we are in trouble. And if we don't come together as a people, as one, not as the African Americans, not as the Caucasians, not as the Italians, not as the Vietnamese, not as the Chinese, listen here, I'm talking about America. We got to come together as one, putting down denominations, not Church of God in Christ, not Apostolic, not Baptist, not Methodist, not Church of the this and Church of the that, but come together as one, being unified as a unified body. Oh, my God. And we don't do that. America is in trouble. It's already in trouble. And we are headed for destruction until we come together as one and pray. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Father. So listen, I'm here. I'm here. I'm right here for you. Lord, have mercy. I'm right here, but you ignored me. Oh, God, I'm being ignored, says the Lord. I'm reaching out to you day after day to a people who have turned their backs on me, people who make wrong turns, people who insist on doing things their own way. God is talking to us tonight. Y'all better hear the word of the Lord. Don't hear me. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear God. I'm here, my God. Ah, yes. Yeah, they get on my nerves and are rude to my face day after day. Don't you know God have feelings? Don't you know God gets tired of us without murmuring and complaining? Don't you know God, hallelujah, gets tired? Come on here. We get tired. So what you think about him? We keep doing things our own way. We keep turning our backs on him. We keep doing things that are bad and negative. We keep, listen, once he delivers us from one thing, here we go back into something else. We can't stay delivered. And God is angry, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, you make up, Hallelujah, own kitchen religion. Hallelujah, you got a potluck religious stew. My God, you spend the night in tombs to get messages from the dead. Lord have mercy. Y'all necromancers, you out here dreaming of the dead and you in that conversating with the dead. Some of you got them mediums, y'all calling up the dead. Hallelujah, you sitting there worshiping the dead, telling the dead to come, the dead people, dead family members to come before you so you can give them a word. The devil is a liar. That's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. You necromancers don't be dealt with under Mosiah. You don't sit there and worship the tombs. You don't call up the dead out to speak. The dead is dead. When we die, only thing is living in us is our soul. Everything dies. The dead cannot remember, or they no longer have memory of what happened on the earth. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm talking better than y'all calling people up. The dead have no place on the earth. So therefore, when they died, you can't be telling them to rest in peace if they died and went to hell. You know they was a, you know they live like the junkyard dog. And then when they go, when they die, here you go, rest in peace. Rest in peace. They going to hell. Oh my God, my God, this is good to me. My God, this is good. They are going to hell. How are they rested in peace when they died and went to hell? Y'all got to stop that. Y'all got to stop that. Then y'all celebrate their birthday. They have, you say, happy heavenly birthday. How are they going to have a happy heavenly birthday if they died and went to hell? I'm just trying to get y'all to understand some stuff. We got to watch what we're saying. Glory to God. We got to watch what we're saying, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You going on to the tomb to get messages from the dead. You eat forbidden foods and drink a witch's brew of portions and charms. You not only got the portions, but you got the charms, the potions, I'm sorry, but you got the charms too. Lord have mercy. They say, keep your distance. Don't touch me. I'm holier than thou. These people gag me. I can't stand their stench, says God. Oh, God. There's a stench in God's nostrils. Whoa, shikanamanda boshaya. Hallelujah. He can't stand the smell. When they're offering up sacrifices, when they're offering up burnt offerings, amanda boshaya, God said, I can't stand that stench. It stinks. It stinks, y'all. It stinks. It stinks. Lord, have mercy on tonight. My God, my God. Look at this. Their sins are all written out. I have the list before me. Everything, people of God, that you do on a day-to-day, when you wake up in the morning till you close your eyes at night, God is recording everything, every word, every deed, everything you did wrong, everything you did right is being recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Everything about you is being recorded. So don't think that when you go before God, if you make it before God, that he, when you go before God, if you make it, the book will be read to you what you did on a certain day. God might ask you, listen, why did you do that this way? Why didn't you do it this way? And you're going to try to explain to God. He's going to tell you, depart from me. I know you're not, you worker of iniquity. We don't want to hear God say that. Hallelujah. We want him to tell us to come on up here. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'll make you rule over men. We want God to say, well done. That's what I'm working for, y'all. Hallelujah. So your sins are being written out. He said he have the list before him. I'm not putting up with this any longer. God is getting angry now. He said, I ain't putting up with this any longer. I pay them the wages. They have coming for their sin. But the Bible declares that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. My God. And for their sins of their parents lumped in a bonus, God said so, because they practice their blasphemous worship, mocking me at the hillside shrine. They got blaspheming is what you call this, is when you begin to say things out of your mouth that you're mocking God. You're mocking his word. You're mocking what? Oh my God. I don't even want to tell you what blaspheming is because I don't want you to blaspheme. But for those of you who have blasphemous or blasphemous ways and already blaspheming the Holy Spirit, you're going to hell if you don't repent. Y'all better hear me. He will not save you from being a blasphemer. If you are a blasphemer, look it up for yourself and find out what it means. Hallelujah. But I really don't like telling people what it means when they don't know. Because if they know and then do it, now you're getting ready to sin. Now you're sending yourself to hell. You're sending yourself to hell when you really know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got to be careful, people. We got to be careful of what our forefathers practiced. That's why I tell y'all all the time when you're praying at home, you don't only just pray, ask God to you repent of their sins. Because your foreparents sinned 7 years, 7 generations. They didn't repent. So listen, that's why stuff come down the bloodline. It's unrepentant sins that is attached to our bloodline. And that's what we got to pray against, that the buck stop with us, that it don't come down no more after us, right? So 7 years, they of all of their unrepentant sins, you got witches in your family, you got warlocks in your family, you got prostitutes, you got pimps in your family, all of this, you don't want it to keep coming down the generation. So we pray for their sins. We ask God to forgive them of their sins, hallelujah, so that it does not contaminate the rest of our generation. And that means your children. And it means your children's children. And your children's children's children, children. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, this is good to me. Amen. So, you know, y'all, this is Bible study. So, y'all, make sure you got your Bibles now. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I'll let loose the consequences and pay them in full for their actions, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 8. Thus said the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for thy servant's sake, that I will not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountain, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place from the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. Y'all hear this? So, but just as one bad apple doesn't ruin the whole bushel, there are still plenty of good apples left. That's what God is saying, right? There's still plenty. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch. You hear me? He said, so I will preserve those in Israel who obey me. I won't destroy the whole nation. I will bring out my true children from Jacob and the heirs of my mountains from Judah. My chosen will inherit the land, and my servants will move in. The lush valley of Sharon in the west will be a pasture for flocks, and in the east, the valley of Achor, a place for herds to gaze. There will be for the people who bothered to reach out to me, who wanted me in their lives, who actually bothered to look for me. So listen, there are a people that we're who we are right now. We are looking for God. We should be in high pursuit after him, after the things of God. We love God. So there is a place that God is going to have us, that we can relax, that we can enjoy, that we can even enjoy the fruit of your labor, right? Hallelujah. Even your animals right here, they were talking about the animals that will gaze. Hallelujah. There's a place for them in Sharon, right? Hallelujah. There's a place in the east for them. Amen. So listen, God still is trying to take care of us. Hallelujah. Even though our perception, sometimes, you know, we get all off focus, right? Okay, but verse 11 says, but ye are they, my God, but ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forgot my holy mountain, that prepared a table for that truth. Hallelujah. And furnished the drink offerings unto the number, that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Hallelujah. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Lord have mercy. So y'all, here we go. We get in trouble again, right? But ye who abandoned me, I'm your God, who forgot the holy mountains, who hold dinners for lady luck and throw cocktail parties for Sir Fate. Well, you ask for it, fate it will be. Your destiny, death. For when I invited you, you ignored me. Lord, have mercy. When I spake to you, you brushed me off. You did the very things I exposed as evil. You chose what I hate. Y'all, we are, listen, y'all think that everything y'all doing, you know, God is pleased. We think sometimes that we are, God is pleased. Let me tell you something. This goes for me as well. God is watching what we're doing. The work that we're doing is going to speak for you. Everything that you do, everywhere that you go, what God have called you to do in the earth, if you don't obey the voice of the God, if we don't hearken to God, listen, God will have a rock to cry out for us. He'll put a rock in our place that will cry out unto God. When we lack understanding and wisdom, because we don't want to know and because we don't want to do the things that are right, do you not know you're hurting yourself? Do you not know that when you don't really want to read the word of the Lord, but you just want, you want to be this great wonder, you want to be this great this and a great that, and you're learning everything about everything else but what God says. And so you want to be in the loop. You want to know just a little bit here and a little bit there is good for you. Listen, y'all, we got to eat the whole roll. We got to eat the whole roll, the whole scroll. We got to eat the whole thing. We can't eat part of it and don't eat the other part. What I'm saying to you, there's a time when God gets angry because we continue to sin. When God shows us the way and we know the way and we choose not to follow the way, God gets angry. You see what I'm saying? And so simply this word tonight is simply saying that God is calling out to us. He's looking for us, but we are ignoring him. Yeah, I don't know how much, you know, that hurts for someone to be your daddy. And he's our father. He's our heavenly father, right? He made us. We were created in his image. And yet we turn and live a sinful life. We let him down by our lifestyle. We want to be slapping up with two men and two women. And we think God is pleased with that. There are things God finds an abomination. Yeah, we want to sow discord among the brethren, and we think God is pleased with that. We want to be liars and lie on people all the time, and we tell so many lies that we forget the lies that we've already told. So we begin to recreate new lies. God don't like that. He said liars gonna have their place in the lake of fire, right? There are things we're blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. We're blaspheming. And then we think God's going to reward us for that. No, you're going to have your place in the lake of fire. Lord, have mercy. Being an adulterer, you think it's okay to sleep around on your husband? You think it's okay to sleep around on your wife? We're going to pay for that. And no sin is bigger than the other. You hear me? No sin. You know, so when people talk about homosexuality, it's a sin, right? It goes right on in there with adultery. It goes right on in there with fornication. We thank God he don't mean what he say he mean. You thank God is pleased with you, women, men, just going around sleeping around with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Two-Betty, and Mayberry, and all of that. You think he pleased with that? You trying to get street credit of having the most women you done slept with. But that don't say nothing about you, but that you're unstable to me. Uh-huh. Y'all trying to get credit with your homeboy, sleeping with everybody, all these women. Well, you got a record. You done slept with over 400 different women. That shows you're unstable. That shows that you're unstable because you're putting your, you know what, in all these different women and all these different, with all these different personalities, you are in an entanglement because there's a soul tie. And you wonder why you crazy. You wonder why you can't settle down because your mind is everywhere because you done got entangled with all these different women with different spirits. Some of these women you were never supposed to enter into, but you did it anyway. And you thought you were doing good. And now when you do try to settle down, you can't be at peace because you're still entangled with all those soul ties. You didn't get them. You didn't repent of all that stuff that you did, and you didn't get that stuff off of you. So now you can't even be, you get a wife, and she's the best thing that ever could happen to you, but you can't even find yourself to be stable because you're unstable. A double-minded man or woman, they unstable in all their ways. If you double-minded, and you will get double-minded, but all those different spirits attacking you, you don't know your left from your right someday. And you think you're feeling all good, yeah, because you work out, that your body may be working out, but your mind is in trouble. Uh-huh. There's an entanglement going on. Ah, God. You say, I love my wife, but I can't seem to stop wanting to go out to have sex with other women. Uh-huh, because you're unstable. You got a spirit of lust on you, and you need to be delivered. And until you get delivered, you're going to still be the same way. Y'all, listen, this stuff is real. Please hear me. The things that God hates, we don't want to learn that. We want to think that God, he going to have mercy on everything we do. And you still doing it? No, ma'am. No, sir. Y'all get, let me tell y'all about your mess. You get in there, you get married. Man and woman leave you. And then y'all going to find somebody else and you still married. You are in trouble, okay? That's still going against the will of God. Hallelujah. You in trouble. You stay there. You take the abuse, women. All right? Then God, you tell God, you pray for God to give you a way out. God give you a way out. He give you a way of escape. The man leave. And now you mad with God because you ask God. You say, Lord, get me out of this. I can't take it no more. God gets you out. He delivers you out of it. And guess what happens? You go all the way back in. You go all the way back in. Hallelujah. And now when you let him back in and he ain't delivered, that spirit coming back 7 times stronger. When God deliver you from something, you got to walk in your freedom. Walk in the liberty where God have set you free. But no, your mind, you said that you wanted to be delivered. You went to God for it. God heard your cry, right? But God already know your heart. He know your heart. That's why he let him come on back, because he knew that you really didn't want to be free from him. Because let me tell y'all something. When we want to be free of things, we'll get free. When you tired of somebody going upside your head, you will get free. Some people don't get free because of fear. They allow fear to keep them in a relationship. But listen, when they want to be free of them being jumped on every week, they'll eventually get free. That's if they want it, if they don't die first. Let me tell you something. Y'all do not stay in these abusive relationships. Please, people are staying in these relationships and finding themselves dead, finding family members dead. People are not playing out here. It's dangerous. Let me say this to you. These Generation Z's don't mind popping a cap in you instantly. You can say to bump them by accident and say, excuse me, and your excuse, you meaning excuse you, and they taking it as an offense, and they hitting on you. They beating on you. They shooting you. These kids don't have, they listen, they don't care nothing about dying. They don't care. Hallelujah. They do not care. So listen, we got to understand that there is, God is a God of peace and he's a God of war, right? He hates a proud look. He hates that. You know, we walking around here prideful, listen, I'm going to say this, you know how we use the word, like, I hope I make God proud. You know, I hope I make God proud. Now, it's the difference between being prideful, or having a prideful look, and being proud of what God is doing in your life. Because proud can be a gratitude. You know, you're grateful, you have gratitude. And then being prideful is, you know, it's something totally different. So we have to watch that. Amen. Amen. You know, hands that shed innocent blood. We ain't got no business doing that. We ain't got no business doing that. We ain't got no business killing our sisters and brothers. But we do. And not only do you kill them with your hands, the Bible said your hands dead against the blood, but you killing them with your mouth. Slander, right? Slander, hallelujah. We got to be careful, y'all. Those things God hates, and we cannot be out here doing these things. Heart that devises wicked imagination. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. You know, we got to put down these things, you know. Hallelujah. Feet. That's be swift and run into mischief. You know, we want to get into other things. We running into trouble. We going to trouble. We planning out how we going to rob that bank. We planning out how we going to steal from Macy's. I'm just saying, your feet so swift to do mischief. You know, we got to be careful. These things God hate, y'all. A false witness. We talk about liars, but a false witness. You know that you saw an accident happen. And because you don't like the man, you told the police that he was the one that did it. He's the one that started the fight. And the man didn't even start the fight. He was only defending himself. He got hit upside the head, and he went to hit the man back. and he fell to his knees because the object hit him, and you're going to tell the police that he hit the man first because you don't like him. Y'all, we're going to be in trouble. We are in trouble when we do these things, right? So, listen, I just want y'all to be encouraged on tonight. God is watching our every step. Everything that we do is being recorded. So we got to wake up. We got to wake up. We got to wake up and pay attention. We got to wake up and repent. Wake up. When God show you a thing that he hates or that you're doing, you got to repent. We got to repent quickly. We can no longer just sit there and keep sinning. We got to repent. Amen. Because God is watching us. Y'all hear what I'm saying on tonight? God is watching us. So we thank the Lord for the word on tonight. Amen. Y'all continue to finish reading Isaiah 65th chapter. Keep continuing to read. Amen. And get more revelation of what God is saying. Make sure you go back to 64 as well. And make sure you go to 66, 64, 65, and 66. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is the word of the Lord. Let us go now to the phone line. Dr. Kimmy Kim, please open up these phone lines and let us speak to whomever is on tonight. Listen, when you come on, give us your name, city, and state where you're chiming in from. Amen. If you got a prayer request, we will pray. Amen. Good evening, caller. We're getting ready now. Y'all ready? Let's go. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Good evening.
Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica. I'm coming from Mobile, Alabama. How are you this evening?
All is well. All is well. How are you, woman of God?
I'm blessed just like you.
I accept. Hallelujah. Do you have a prayer request on tonight?
Yes, I would like for prayer for my health and healing and my schooling and the direction God wants me to go.
Amen. Well, when I asked you, did you want prayer, the Lord said, pray for her schooling. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you on tonight. You have heard the request of your daughter. Father, we thank you right now for her life. We give you glory. Father God, she's asking for prayer, for healing. Father God, we know that you are already, she's already healed. And we know that you were wounded for her transgression, bruised for her iniquities, and the chastisement of her peace was upon you. And by your stripes, she's already healed. So, Father, we thank you on tonight for her healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, we thank you for her schooling. God, we thank you that everything is met. All fees will be paid. Father, I thank you that the doors are open for her in this area. Father God, I thank you now that she will complete her assignment in the school. Thank you now for her business. Father, we give you glory right now. We give you honor and praise. Lord, we are magnifying you. We're excited about what you're going to do in her life for her. Lord God, and we thank you what you're going to do through her. And Father God, I ask that you use her for your glory on tonight. Father God, we renounce fear off of a life that you were walking, everything that you call her to be, hallelujah, without fear, without restraint. And we thank you tonight, God, that she will flow and grow in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is
God bless you.
This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I really enjoyed that word because it was deep tonight. You taught on a whole lot. So I thank the Lord and may the Lord fill you back up tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Listen, the Lord want me to tell you this. Don't you get weary in well-doing.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
In due season, hey, you're going to reap if you faint not.
Hallelujah.
Don't you get weary now. Don't you let the enemy trick you. Don't you get weary in doing good. Keep doing good. Because you're getting ready to reap. Listen, there's a time when we work. There's a time when the fields have to yield her fruit for us. So it's a time that you're working. But guess what? There's a time you're getting ready to reap
Oh, thank
from
you,
your
Jesus.
Labor. From your
thank
labor.
You,
So don't get weary. Don't even get down. Don't let your spirit get down. Always think about the things that God delivered you from, how he brought you out. Go back and remember all the good things he done for you. So that shouldn't be no. We don't let the enemy play. We'll begin to just thank God even more. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in as a fluid, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. So God is, listen, you are covered. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're covered on every base. The four corners
are all covered.
So the enemy can't get in unless you let him in. So God has the enemy at bay. Keep doing good.
Thank you.
That
Jesus.
Is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I receive that word in Jesus' name, and I love you.
Yes. Love you more. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. This evening, caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Celia Hunter. Good evening, this is Minister King. Good evening, how are you? And blessings to you.
Amen. God bless you as well. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for your obedience to him. Keep serving the Lord. Serving the Lord is going to pay off. You may not understand everything right now, but if you keep serving, you're going to understand it by and by. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what as God is leading you, as he's taking you, learn what he's trying to show you. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to make you, how sometimes he tries to come when you're trying to do right, how the enemy comes in on every hand, you know what I'm saying? But you hadn't resist the devil and he got to flee. You can rebuke the devil and he has to flee. So what I'm saying, use the God-given things that you have learned to fight with, right? I mean, you got to use them. You got the tools, the T-O-O-L-S, use the tools so that you can fight the devil. You got to beat him with the word. Keep giving them the word of the Lord. I don't care who it is, who they are. You give them the word of the Lord, and you keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yes,
amen. Man. Don't be afraid to give the word of the Lord to the people. Tell them what the word says. You know, if they lying to you and they wronged you, listen, you have wronged me. Amen. You know, you wronged me, and I refuse to keep allowing you to keep doing this and keep doing that. You know, you got to stand up for yourself sometimes. You know, we can't be still all the time, right? That's why he give us holy boldness. The holy boldness comes so that we can stand up against the devil, right? Amen. So use what God has given you. So I say use the tools that he's given you. Take them out the barn. Take them out the barn. You know how we got tools in our sheds or in the barns or whatever. And we don't ever use the garden hose. Come on here. We never turn the water on. Come on. We never get a fork, you know, or we don't ever get a shovel, or we don't ever get these tools. God said, bring out the tools. Hey, your spiritual tools. And use them where it's needed. Amen.
Yes.
That is the word of the Lord for you all tonight. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much. Bless you. Bless you.
I accept. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Ronnie's calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Woo-hoo! Good evening. How are you on tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Listen, God got a miracle with your name on it. Let me tell you something. It's going to be big. And let me explain to you that miracles don't these are things that don't happen every day, all day. Blessings, we see them all the time. We rarely see miracles. Sometimes when we talk about miracles is when we see God do something for supernatural. God is getting ready to do something supernatural for you. Whether that be a supernatural healing in all areas of your life, God is getting ready to do a miracle. You're going to know it's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to miracle signs and wonders getting ready to follow you. God says, everything that you're going through, everything that you've gone through, I'm going to make it good for his glory. He's going to make it good for you. Listen. Everything. God said, I'm getting ready to make up some stuff to you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God said, I'm getting ready to make up some stuff. There's some things that you've been asking God. There's some things you've been praying about. God said, I'm going to make it up to you. Oh, Lord. He said, this one's going to be on me. I'm getting ready to make it up to you, says the Spirit of grace. You don't even know when to shout right there. So we're going to leave that alone. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Lord, make it up to me, God. Ooh, yes, God. Hallelujah. I receive that word for myself. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Calling you on the air with the apostle. Ooh, Jesus. I love my say it again. I'm sorry.
God bless you, apostle. How are you this evening?
God bless you. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed. This is Cynthia Holmes.
Oh, I'm God bless you, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just passing by to say hello. How are you doing?
All is well with me. All is well with you,
amen.
Too. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All is well. You say you just stopping by, but just don't stop by. Come on here. Let's go and do the doggone thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God put people in your life for a reason. Amen. And when God put people, good people in your life, you know, you just can't. Sometimes, listen, we tend to, and I'm saying this, and I hope this is for everybody. When people say God put you in my life for a season, I'm the kind of person, when God put me in your life, it's not a seasonal kind of thing, because I'm not a seasonal kind of person. I'm going to be in your life, whether you want me to or not, for the generation, for the long haul. You know what I mean? I have long suffering. So I'm going to be in there for the long haul. You may not see me. You may not talk to me. But best believe I'm calling your name out, because I just don't. I can't let people go like that. I mean, I can't let good people go like that. It's been too many bad people in my life that I don't ever care to see again. But when God put good people in my life, I don't let them go. They may let me go, or they may not hear from me or see me, but I'm still there. Amen. And so, woman of God, the Lord wants you to know tonight that he loves you. And he cares. Mm-hmm. And he said he'll never put more on you than what you can bear. God said, I built you for this. You have been taking hit after hit, jab after jab. But God said, I built you for this. Hallelujah. You be saying, Lord, how much longer? How much longer, Lord, I'm going to have to take this? God said, I hear your cry. I hear your cry. He said, now this is personal right here. He said, I heard. He said, I hear. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear God. He said, I hear your cry. But I've come to heal thee in every area. Hallelujah. Past tense, I've already healed thee. But God said, I'm coming back now to heal this thing that want to nag at you, that is pressing on your heart. There's some things God said is pressing on your heart. And God said to tell you that he has not forgotten your labor of love that you have shown towards his people. Again, I even hear the word that Minister Emma got. Don't you get weary in doing good. You've been doing good. You've been doing good. Don't get weary. Don't stop. Hallelujah. The Bible says, though young men faint, and they will utterly fall. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, I'm getting ready to renew your strength. I'm getting ready to renew your strength. God said, I'm getting ready to renew you, Hagar Messiah. You shall mount up on wings like eagles. You shall run and not get weary. God said, you're going to walk and you ain't going to faint. Hallelujah. So don't you get weary. Don't allow the cares of the world to make you stop doing good. You keep doing good. Even though they talk about you, keep on doing good. Even though they don't want to help you, keep on doing good. Even though they laugh and keep on doing good. Even though your family may not understand your walk, keep on doing good.
Hallelujah.
God said, you're seeking me. You're seeking me. He said, you're seeking me. You're seeking me. And I'm being found. I'm here. I'm being found. I'm here. I'm ever present in your life. I'm ever so close to you. When you think I'm afar out, that's when I'm closest the most. When you don't see me, when you can't trace me what I'm doing for you, God said, that's when I'm in your life the most. Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I know that the Boshaya. God said, I'm covering every base now. Mondo Boshaya. And everything that you've been asking God, God is getting ready to show up and show out. God said, he's not through blessing you. He's not through blessing you. God is getting ready to show up in your life. He's getting ready to show up. And you're going to know that it is the hand of the Lord, because only God can do what you're asking God to do. Can't nobody do it for you. God, can't nobody open this door right here. God is going to be the one that's going to open it. And you will know then. You will surely know that the hand of God is upon your life. Hallelujah. And I bless the Lord for you on tonight. I give God glory for you. I thank God for you, woman of God. You keep on doing hallelujah what you've been called to do. But God says, it's time now. He says, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. There's a word in your belly. Hey, hey, hey. Open up your mouth and stop trying to shut that part of you down. You love to pray for people. You love to help people. You love to give people. You love to sow into people. But God said, now is your time. Okay? It's your season.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So open up
Hallelujah.
Your mouth
God bless you.
And obey
Thank
God
you,
to the fullest.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if they call you sister. I don't care if they call you Cynthia. I don't care what they want to call you, but God got a name for you. You hear me? God done gave you a name. And God said, don't worry. He got his hands even on your mother. She's not been feeling the best. But God's hand is upon her life. Hallelujah. And the hand of God is visiting her even as we speak. We thank you now for raising her up, God. In Jesus' holy name. And we give your glory. We give you praise. Thank you right now. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight, woman of God. Thank you for tuning in with me. I accept. Amen. Love you more. Hallelujah. Listen, you guys, meet me next week. Hallelujah. It's been real with you guys. Meet me next week at the same time. Amen. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on this same line. Listen, I love every one of you. I bless God for you on tonight. I bless God for you coming in to fellowship with me. Amen. Listen. Hallelujah. Until next week, it's been real. I'm signing off. Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. God bless you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. I'm out of here. Shalom.
Able to stand in the toughest winter.